views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is the place where we give you tips in an Art Vision Journal prompt. Today, an actual painting that you can do at home to help you evolve ever closer to your true self and live Unstuck Joy. We are going to have a blast today. I'm so excited. I have my beautiful artist guest, Whitney Freya, with us today. And Whitney sees art as a spiritual practice to help us tap into the voice of our soul so we can really download the wisdom and insights and healing that we need to create the life that we desire. And she's written three books. Her most recent is this beautiful book, Rise Above, Free Your Mind One Brushstroke at a Time. And it is chock full of full color photos of her beautiful artwork and also guidance of how we can tap into our soul and use art as a practice to really be the life artist of your life. So welcome, Whitney. I'm so glad you're here.
I am so excited about our canvasation, as I've been talking about it.
Yeah, Whitney has her own vocabulary, and she just sent out this email, and I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, I love that. So we're calling it a canvasation instead of conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. I had met Whitney in September. She's an artist in Portland. No, well, not Portland, but somewhere in Oregon. Where do you live?
5 hours east of Portland.
Okay, so up in the mountains, streams, trees, all this kind of stuff. And she did a one-day in-person workshop in Seattle that was her Rise Above, and we painted our angel wings, and it was so fun. And so it was such a pleasure to paint with you in your beautiful, soulful presence. So I'm glad that we're here today. Happy New Year via Skype.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Awesome. Well, like the introduction said, you see art as a different thing than just painting something pretty to put on your wall and possibly sell. And so how do you view art?
Well, so it began really because I grew up as a total wannabe artist. Like, I had the art teacher when I was 9 tell me that I had a great eye for color and balance, but drawing wasn't my thing, right? So like what I knew about color and balance as a 9-year-old, I just knew she said I couldn't draw, right?
Right. Right.
I'm not artistic. So I became this total wannabe artist. And it wasn't until I was 25 selling books door to door 4 years after graduating from the University of Michigan that I had this like classic, like voice from heaven, aha, like received my call, which was to create a space that was easy and kind and fun, where people could go to overcome their fear of the blank canvas, because that would help them overcome whatever fear was keeping them from creating something that they wanted to experience in their life, right?
Right.
It would get unstuck. So right from the beginning, it wasn't about having talent or being good or not good or any of those things. It was about this connection that is so simple and accessible, but also elusive because of that fact, right? That as we empower ourselves creatively at the canvas, we empower ourselves in all areas of our life. And so that was 21 years ago. And since then, I literally have completely immersed myself in this work and living myself as a life artist. I do a lot of other things besides paint. But the painting and understanding the truth of the creative frequency that I align with and like amplify around me at the canvas, and how it spills out into my everyday life, and how it helps me to stay unstuck and stay in flow and access levels of self-confidence and courage that I can only attribute back to the canvas.
Right.
So that's why I love to get people painting, not because I like these masterful techniques. It's because of the energy and what happens, the transformation that happens when you learn to really align with this approach or this vibration at the canvas.
Right. And that's what I love about you, because you make it so accessible to anybody. I mean, people do not even have to own a paintbrush or a canvas to be able to dive into this. And so as we dive in, I see your lovely canvas that you've got going there. I've got this was a Bristol board that I had underneath my easel. And so paint was dripping on it. And I thought, there's some kind of cool colors there. And so let's go ahead and get started with whatever's going to come out, and we'll continue the conversation as we paint. I'm excited to see what you're going to do. Go ahead.
Well, that's okay. You go. But I was going to kind of let people know what to do in this first layer.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I think this connects. And what I love about how I guide people to paint is that the beginning part is easiest part.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, I don't even know where to begin. I'm like, well, that is the easy part. So this first layer is what I call it. I think of the painting in layers, because what I know I used to do is I used to start painting, like every time I would kind of get courageous enough to try before I opened the art center. And I would compare where I was, you know, 5-10 minutes in to the idea I had in my head of what I wanted it to look like at the end. And I was like, oh, this is not looking good. And I would stop.
Right.
So I learned to teach and guide myself into a new awareness of staying present in the process. Because what I see with a lot of people in their lives, right, where we get stuck is we compare where we are now to where we want to be too early in the process.
Right. And that's so true, because I think that's what freaks people out. You know, whether you're writing and you see the blank page, or you're about to paint and you see the blank canvas, you know, what in the world am I going to put on it? And that's such a great metaphor for life, that it really is your blank canvas to paint however you want it. And, you know, just jump in, you know. And so tell us some of the symbols that you've got going there, because you always have such cool symbolism.
Right. So this first layer is where you go to just infuse the painting with energy, with the feeling that you want to feel. So imagine whether this is, you know, sitting against the floor, leaning against the wall, like it's been in my house for the last couple of months, or hanging on that wall. What do you want it pumping out? You know, what is it you want more of in your life? Do you want more playfulness? Do you want more peace and calm? Do you want more of that feeling of freedom or excitement? So you can paint that. You can either literally kind of meditate on that feeling, you know, think of the last time you felt playful or you felt really at peace, and then send that into the painting as you paint. And so, for example, maybe peace feels like a good one coming out of the holidays, right? I always get a little like, I just want to stay in the holiday cocoon, right?
Yeah.
So if I was just going to be peace and paint peace, what would I do? And maybe it would just be just a spiral.
Okay.
And I would paint a spiral, whatever felt peaceful to me. And you can also paint words. Like I have in here, we have We Choose Love. This was a collaborative painting. I do retreats at my house in the summer. And we also have Freedom and Let It Flow is another one. So you can paint words, you can paint symbols. So I love, I've got some sacred geometry in here, and I have my own line of sacred symbol stencils. I wanted to paint some of this sun yantra energy, which is a sacred symbol for self-love.
Ooh, love it. Yes.
I'll always take some of that. We've got spirals, we've got mandalas, which remind us how we're radiating an energy, right?
Right.
In every moment. And then there's just colors and play. I love using water bottles, you know, put the paint on and spray the water bottle and let the water element, that water element of emotions and the subtle intuitive information that we're receiving all the time, putting some of that in there. So this is literally, you can have no idea of what you want to paint. Like I
don't
know what I'm going to paint here today, right now. So you can just start painting. You could paint just like this forever and ever. What if it never had to become anything?
Well, that was one of my questions, because I was reading in your book, Rise Above, that you mentioned doing a meditation canvas. And I've never done that before. And so describe what that means and what you do with it and how does that process work?
Right. So the invitation would be for you all watching is to get a canvas or a piece of Bristol board or a pizza box for Pete's sake, like anything.
I love it.
And get some paints and really just go to the canvas just to doodle, like just
doodle.
To play with the color. See what happens when you spray some water on it or drip water on it. See what happens when you mix, you know, pink and blue together, or pink and orange together. And watch yourself. See, you know, you could almost time yourself, which is kind of the opposite energy, but literally there's a point in time where you shift from thinking like, okay, what color should I paint next? What am I going to do? Is this right? And then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, pink. Ooh, look where it's merging with the yellow. It just overlapped. And you become completely present.
Yes.
And spend like 5 or 10 or 15, as long as you can, there in that. You won't be thinking about anything else. Your mind will not wander. And you will align with an energy that is the whole reason we came here, is to create. Like, we're here to live as fully creatively as possible, creating more of what we want, not being the victim, not blaming other people, not making excuses, right?
Right.
Aligning with that. So I have canvases and sometimes then they do become a finished piece, but I will paint and paint and paint on a canvas just like that, just to relax. Right. Because I have three kids, single mom, like, you know, entrepreneur, all these things. So sometimes I just have 5 or 10 minutes and I'll just squirt one color or one color in white. Like right now I have pink and white. And maybe I'm just going to doodle with that. Like, okay, I'm going to paint in this heart. I'm going to, you know, circle these little black dots that were here earlier and simply allow the activity to bring me present. And that could be so much easier than, okay, I'm going to sit here and do nothing and just clear my mind. Like, I love to meditate too, but my mind tends to wander.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I find, I love to write as well, but to me, journaling is harder than going to the canvas. And I think because I have to think more, if that makes sense, when I'm writing. And it seems like I can get out some really either deep emotional stuff or just some joy, or just like you said, you just kind of lose yourself, because it really is a meditation on the canvas. And I feel like even though maybe I'm not expressing it in words, the image, the colors, the energy, you know, the image, whatever I'm painting, it really does come out in this message that is very different than, you know, other techniques. So it's very powerful.
Absolutely. And like where I start everybody in Vision Quest, for example, is understanding or remembering the different personalities of the left and right brain.
Mm.
The brain is the logical, linear, fear-based, ego-centered part of our awareness. And it is like your file cabinet, right? So actually speaking, words and writing are a left brain function. So it doesn't mean you can't have profound intuitive experiences writing, right? Like I love doing channeled writing. And just understand that the nature of the language, because it's something we've learned and filed away, that that is still engaging the left brain. So to complement that, the right hemisphere is intuitive and does not follow a linear pattern. It doesn't go one, two, three. It synergizes and pulls things from your childhood to the future, as quantum physics says. You know, it's just kind of circling and dancing, and it will pick in random order information or guidance that can serve you right now. So often I remember thinking that they were just random thoughts as I was painting. You know, I'd get random thoughts. Now I know absolutely. It's like I'm being given those thoughts because I'm in this open, receptive space where I'm not judging what's coming through like the linear logical mind does. And I'm able to get some profound ahas or insights simply because my focus has been softened.
Right.
You're more receptive. So you can think about like the left brain is like the doer. It's like your project manager. We've got to get things done. We got to figure things out. And your right brain is just like the inner guru. Right?
Yes.
You imagine going to the canvas is like going to the cave to meditate with your guru.
I love that. My guru, my paint guru is in there. Well, you talk about super soul flow in the book, and you have workshops that do that. And so everything we're talking about goes in with this. But for you, what is that super soul flow?
Well, for me, what that is living in an alignment in a co-creative relationship with my big me or my higher self or my soul, whatever word that is for you. And when I first experienced this, it was in the process of, you know, making the calendar and scheduling and figuring out workshops and locations and where to go and all of that. And I have experienced, you know, trying to get something to work somewhere and it just does not seem to fall into place. And then I've experienced things just effortlessly happening.
Right.
And it's the first time I was like, okay, wait a second. I only want to do things that have that feeling. Cause for me, that feels like the whole universe just like parted the ocean and said, go there.
Yes.
Right? Why would I want to go anywhere else?
Right. It's so easy there.
Flow. And what I've expanded upon that sense in having this dialogue and being really committed to understanding this process is back to the statement that I first heard Michael Beckwith say, where he said, you are an infinite being having a human experience.
Okay. You're an infinite being having a human experience.
And I realized ever since I was little, and like, I didn't go to church or anything, but I, you know, my grandparents did, they always wanted us to go and everything. And I was always having this dialogue, like, do you guys believe in eternity? And like, you know, the divine and omnipotent God and all this, like, why are you asking, like, why do bad things happen to good people? Or why, like, if there's eternity, this is like a one pine needle on the pine tree kind of experience, right?
Right.
So, it's been really tapped into that. And so Super Soul Flow is my personal journey. And then of course I always turn around and share to living more and more each day. I'm not saying I'm there, but living more and more each day as the infinite being first, second experiencing itself physically as Whitney Freya.
Right.
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 So when you make that shift and just it clicks into this understanding, like that's why we've always heard you have all the wisdom within.
Mm.
Right. And it's like I would get that and I'd be like, yeah, maybe you have all the wisdom within, but I don't feel like
I don't know if I do.
Big me, like I get that. The infinite me is an infinite being. Infinite.
Right.
Nothing that's not available to me. You know, this is the whole lesson, like you have everything you need. We've just been talking about this and, you know, I'm always having conversations, the whole Dorothy, you know, you had everything you need all along. Yeah. A lot of getting that message, you have everything you need. So the left brain, the logical mind filters things out based on your experience up until now and using that to project into the future. So if you have not had the experience that you would like to experience up until now, it is not going to be able to project in the future. And that's where it gives you all the reasons why things aren't going to work or you're not good enough or you don't have this or that. Where when you become present, which is right hemisphere, that's where you can connect to that infinite being. That's super soul flow. And from that place, truly, whatever it is that's really in your heart, not like, okay, Whitney, I want to go to Mars, so make that happen, right? That, I mean, if Mars has really always been in your heart, I wouldn't rule it out, right? But when there's something that's like calling you, you know, like, oh, I really want to experience that. I guarantee you the only reason you have that desire is because it's somewhere in your field knocking on the door. And it's not going to come in the logical left brain door, right? It can only come in the right brain. So that's a reason to go to the canvas.
And thank you for saying that, because I didn't discover until, you know, the last couple of years that, you know, when you have these crazy ideas that you're like, oh my God, you know, that's too crazy. I can't do that. I always would, not always, but a lot of times would talk myself out of it, because I'm like, how did you come up with that one? But after I finally learned that, oh, those aren't coming from you, they're coming from your higher self, that's a clue. And you get that feeling of, oh, that's very exciting. I want to go do that. Right. And so thank you for saying that. It's a good reminder. Well, in your beautiful, beautiful book, Rise Above, I'll show it again. First of all, where did you come up with the title? Because I love this story. And what does it include? Because you have a ton of stuff with animal totems and energy and just a ton of information.
So I love that question. And I realized what I wanted to paint here because I was sitting here looking at it. So I'm going to look. This guy is like, it's been sitting on my couch forever. So I got this and I told my kids, like, if you need attention, you can, this is code for, you know, like I need attention or I need. So I think a couple of times my son has used it, but so I'm going to paint this guy.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely.
So Rise Above was going to be titled Super Soul Flow.
Right.
Like, I wrote the book, the first draft, in my 2015 online program called Super Soul Flow. And that was going to be the title. And because I've already published two books, I completely understand that the title, like, energetically, you really want it to zing, you know?
Right.
And I felt like Super Soul Flow, to me, sounded like, I don't know what it is, but I want it. Kind of thing. Yeah. But then what happened is I woke up on November 9th, 2016.
Yes.
United States, you may remember. And I woke up early. I was staying at my friend Marie and Booney's house. I was in between trips and I was super nauseous, which I never am. And the first words, literally, like from this right brain perspective, right? I just heard Rise Above.
Mm.
I actually got a level of excitement because I was like, this is it. Like, this is what we've been training for, you know, it's like this is the oppression. This is the, like, holy shit moment where we rise above. I'm like,
right.
That's what we're going to have to do. This is the call, is to rise above. And I was just like overwhelmed with, that's the title of the book. That's gotta be the title of the book. And that's what I help people do. As I guide them through the painting process, is whatever has been getting them stuck up until now comes up at the canvas. Whether it's your inner critic, your inner perfectionist, low self-worth, you know, a voice in your head, that will come up at the canvas. And I love guiding people and helping them realize all the ways they can rise above and create what they want at the canvas.
Right.
Yeah. So it was just like this total synergy, rise above. And so then the crazy thing, because I teach that, you know, again, what you're creating really is the art that is your life.
Right.
Like, this is just symbolic of how we create life, right? So literally 3 hours later, I was in the train going from LA to Santa Barbara to fly my paraglider for the first time ever.
Yes, that's one of my questions.
Yeah, I was literally, I mean, I had been training all summer. And at the end of the summer, when I could have flown, the weather wasn't good. And I knew I was going to be near Santa Barbara and I knew there was a school there. And I'm like, I'm going to go do it then. So totally, like, unrelated, quote unquote, right? Never.
Right.
I realized in the train, I'm like, holy crap. I rise above, and I'm literally going to fly today. And I can tell you, literally and figuratively, rising above absolutely gets rid of all the muck. Like, I was like, President who by the end of the day? Like, so, yes.
That's hilarious. Because that was the theme when we painted our beautiful angel wings. Because it wasn't that we just came in and painted angel wings on the canvas. It was underneath, you know, like you just showed one of the symbols. Whitney had us to paint words, you know, like I had freedom, I had joy, unstuck joy, love, you know, whatever words we wanted to paint, and then to use her beautiful symbols. Because you have, what symbols do you have? You had like the infinity symbol, the oneness symbol.
Right. So we have like, here's the Om symbol. So this is my Archul line of sacred symbol stencils. So this is a symbol for courage, a West African Adinkra symbol, and the triple spiral is for intuition. The double hearts is for Mother Earth and manifesting what you want. And then there's the lotus flower, which is about rising above the muck, and the Om for peace. And then the sun yantra that I showed you, which is for self-love.
Yes. And we can purchase these on your website. And so what is your website?
WhitneyFreya.com.
Okay, cool. They're really fun symbols. And so the point was to get all of our positive words and intentions and dreams and these positive symbols underneath it, you know, kind of like the canvas that Whitney has in front of us right now. And then we painted our angel wings to remind us to fly with those intentions and dreams lifting things up. And so I'm sure you see the paragliding as a metaphor for that in your life.
Well, it's crazy, really, because I am flying regularly now. Like, I'm certified. Yes. I fly. I hike up the hill behind my house and fly off, which is incredible. And the learning and the everything, the courage that, you know, that it's taken to do that, the training, you know, I didn't think I would be doing this at this stage in my life. And the way that I teach working with the elements, right? So like in my vision quest, which is part one of the coaching training, we go through the elements. So the air element is connected to water, not only on the medicine wheel, but when the paragliding experts are teaching you how to paraglide, they teach you that water or air acts like water. Mm. And so, you know, there's that kind of connection. I love teaching how the earth is constantly symbolizing and reflecting and speaking to us and guiding us. And this, that's a whole part of Super Soul Flow. And the program, the videos are all outside in Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. And then one of the funnest things to do flying is to catch thermals. So thermals are spirals. All you spiral people, right? Spirals of warm air that are spiraling up. And so when you see a bird circling with their wings out, not flapping their wings, right? And they're circling, they're in one of those thermals. So when we talk about raising our vibration, right? And the spiral as a shape of intuition and kind of the spiritual journey. And then I'm up in the air catching these thermals and raising my vibration. And literally I've had the experience when I flew off the big mountain this summer of seeing a hawk or an osprey, I can't remember which, flying in a thermal kind of over to the left of me. And I flew over and got in the same thermal as the
hawk. Oh, cool.
I mean, so there's this oneness that happens, you know, and that's what I love bringing to the paragliding is this feeling of oneness and the symbolism that it's not just about paragliding, right? There's no coincidence that I've gotten there. And my instructor, who's a good friend too, you know, he texted me from New Zealand recently. He goes, "I'm just helping people overcome fear." I'm like, "Me too."
That's funny. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, before we get off your book, Rise Above, you have different energies in the book, but each energy is symbolized by a certain animal totem. And so can you give us a couple of examples of what people can expect?
Right. So the way the book is organized is that each chapter is a different feeling or emotion or energy. Because what I know to be true and what you know too is that in every single moment we're creating. What we're creating is energy.
Right.
The canvas just makes it visible. It's just our energy splatting up into the canvas, right?
And yeah.
So what I want to help people realize is that you are free, free your mind in one brushstroke at a time. You are literally free in every moment, no matter what, to choose to create the energy from within. And this is like the guy, is it Viktor Frankl, who wrote the book? You know, he was the concentration camp prisoner. And he talked about how he was able to maintain a level of sanity in that craziness because he understood this principle too.
Right.
No matter what your bank account is, no matter what situation you're in, you still control what you're generating inside with your thoughts and your stories and your ideas and how you are projecting that out into the world. So what I know to be true is if we could all learn to focus more on what we want, because what happens, you get together and people tend to go through the list of all the bad things that happened today.
Right, right.
Okay, why are you filling the bucket of bad things happening? Because you don't want more bad things to happen.
No, you don't.
Right? So let's focus our energy on what we want. So the first chapter is freedom. It's just understanding that you are free in each and every moment to be the way you want to be. And it doesn't mean that's not going to be challenged, right? Like, you know, life is going to, you know, trust me, like life is going to keep dishing up opportunities for you to take back more and more of your power, right?
Right. Because it's a lesson for your good.
Yeah.
Not happening to you, it's happening for you. And I love how in any video that I've watched with you, you really express that, which is beautiful.
Right. So along those lines, each chapter, each energy has a different animal totem because, again, you know, Mother Earth is the greatest artist and the best canvas, and she's all around us. And I live in the midst of the wild, wild west. So, for example, coyote is totem for freedom. And the reason all the indigenous people have always worked with animal totems is because the animals, again, are symbolizing or representing or radiating an energy, a personality that we can tap into and be like, okay, I'm going to be my coyote self today, right? Or I'm going to be my dolphin. Okay, so dolphin is the symbol for self-love. Because, you know, you can be on a boat, right, and see a dolphin, and it's just pure bliss and joy, and you just love the dolphin, and you just feel like the dolphin loves you, like that's why they're there, right? One of the ones that was really powerful for me to work with, so one of the things that I've learned working with the animal totems is that when you go to paint these animals, as you paint, you literally have a conversation with the animal, right? Mm-hmm. And so I painted a snake. I'm trying to find it. Ooh, the whale is super fun too. I've never painted a whale before. Okay, so for ease and grace. So just that feeling of ease and grace. Like, no, it's not going to be difficult. It is going to work, right? So I painted this snake.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was so powerful. And I learned along the way how the symbol, the story that we have around the snake or the serpent is symbolic of where we are on the journey between the physical being and the infinite being, right?
Right.
Because the snake has been villainized and it's like this evil thing. And then on the other side, it's spiritual awakening. It's the Kundalini energy. Right. And right. So as I painted, and you think about like the snake shedding its skin, I can give you like, okay, snake energy is about shedding the skin, whatever it is that is no longer serving me. How can I wiggle out of it? Right. And how can I like fall in love with the energy of the snake rather than resist it or judge it? And so working with the snake can really poke at where you are making things difficult, right?
Yes.
Or seeing the bad rather than the good.
Right, right. Yeah, I love that. I love the image of the snake shedding its skin because that's such a truth, you know, that we do shed a skin all the time. And, you know, you and I have gone through life transition and that skin, oh, that was nice skin, but it's back there. You know, we've got this new, beautiful, shiny skin. So I love that metaphor. Very cool. Well, you had mentioned you have something going on right now that is free. Life Master, what is it called? Life Artist Master Class.
Yes.
And that's freebie. Anybody can sign up for that one. And so you give us 5 lessons with 5 different symbols. And I'm doing my infinity symbol here.
Yes. Yeah, we have symbols all over our bodies, right? I mean,
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah. And what does that stand for?
So in the Life Artist Masterclass, I'm talking about the infinity symbol as helping us to remember that as life artists, we are always looking for what's possible in all the ways something can happen, right? Yes. Rather than focusing on the limitations or the scarcity. So the Life Artist class is really meant to align you with this whole new vibration of abundance. And they're short lessons and short videos. And the symbol is really, you know, the embodiment of the lesson. And I want people to create an awareness around all the ways we allow our thoughts to meditate on all the reasons why we can't do something or projecting ahead. I probably won't get there. I probably won't have enough money. And in the video, the first video, it's just like a 5-6 minute video for each lesson. And I was hiking. And I was trying to get to the creek, and there was lots of barbed wire. And so in my mind, I was like, I'm not sure if walking this way is going to get me to the creek. And I'm literally doing this as I'm doing the video. Like, I am not the high editing, you know, like fancy planned ahead. And so, but as I walked, there was a break in the fence. So what looked from further back to be one continuous line of fence was actually had like this 5-foot opening in it.
Right.
And just as I'm saying, life artists are always looking for what's possible or all the ways something can work, even if, you know, up until now, it hasn't felt like it might work. But what are all the ways it could? And then my eye caught this huge opening in the fence. And I was like, see, if I had judged back there, looked ahead, up, I see barbed wire, there's no way I'm going to get to the creek, I would have turned around.
Right.
Let's just stay open. And then literally there was an opening and I walked through and I got to the creek.
And that's what's so beautiful about you. Cause like you said, you know, you're just talking and going along with it, just rolling as the video goes and not being, you know, super edited. And that was a perfect life lesson of being aware enough as you're talking about. So I'm like, oh, wait, there's a total example right in front of me. And so it is just that awareness.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
In the Super Soul Flow online program, the first video, which everyone can access for free too on my Teachable, on my online classroom. But I'm in Australia and I was staying at the beach and I had just arrived and I had just done the first part of the video. And I'm like, hey, let's go to the beach. Like, I want to check out the beach. And so I'm drawing in the sand the symbol of how, like, without the love, without understanding that really love is the foundation of everything, we can get trapped. So I'm drawing the box, which is the diamond in my symbol. So you guys right. won't get to know this. But and I'm like, without the love, it becomes a cage. Like, we're trapped by our own ideas if we're not coming from a place of love. And like, just as I said that, a wave came up and just washed away the box, washed away the cage.
Wow.
Whoa. You guys, that was totally not planned, clearly. Like, you know. And Mother Earth is helping me teach this.
Yes.
I believe that. Like, I know everything around the energy right now all wants us to remember. Yes, yes, yes. Stop complaining. Stop thinking about what you don't want. Stop deciding ahead of time because of your experience up until now that something's not possible for you. Because everything can change for the better or for the worse, right? Like, clearly, yeah. In America, at least, we're all in a place where it's like, well, those of us watching this, I'm sure, like, how in the world did we get here? Right.
Right.
Clearly anything's possible.
Yes, that's true. And it's possible to get out too. So we will.
This is why this is happening. Helping us understand, right, that we get to develop this whole new awareness around how we're creating our reality. We created the current reality. We created it by where we send our attention, who we worship, where we spend our money, you know, what we watch on TV, all those things. So it's just getting super, like, it's getting selective, but it's also really honoring and treating life as precious and understanding how powerful you are, right? And it can be easier when you think of the extremes. Like, we all know the person who's like super negative and super grumpy, you know, or the people that seem to always have things going wrong. Like, I call it pig pen energy. you know, because every time you see them, they're like, oh my God, my dog jumped in a tar pit and then ran through my house. And it's like, of course it did. Like, how do you totally love people? But it's like, let's just, as a human family, help each other and ourselves remember, like, what we feed gets bigger.
Yes.
What you think becomes real.
Right.
You
know? Yes. And I can see how, you know, looping back to, you know, doing that meditation canvas every day, even if it's just, you know, if you have 10 minutes to put some paint on canvas and just doodle, just like, you know, meditation, that's going to help you to kind of train your mind to say, oh, I like that so much better than being in this negative space. And so I'm loving your little guy. He's very cute.
It's hard with all this stuff going on in the background.
But he's almost saying to the side, we choose love. I love that.
Goofy and silly and be called weird and, you know, all those things. And this is what, you know, so again, as far as like logical side, because it's a dance really between left and right brain. But when I teach painting, what I teach is have fun with this first layer, paint until the inspiration finds you, right? And then paint it all in one color and paint it big where it's falling off the canvas. Because now I can do something totally different on this side of the canvas than this side of the canvas.
Right.
And we tend, and this again is symbolic, if left to their own devices, like as a beginner, and I did this too, we think small canvas.
Right.
A small canvas. I don't want a big canvas. And then we tend to paint things small because we feel like smaller is going to be easier.
And you know that's really not.
It's not. Bigger is easier. And there's that spiritual teaching that I've heard that it's like, really, it's harder to play small. Like you're spending so much time and energy, you know, keeping opportunities from you rather than opening up to what's possible. So that, like, you know, and if you want to go big in your life with something, like if you're ready for the waterfall of whatever, go get a big ass canvas and paint something big. Right?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you something because I noticed on your website, you've got the new Creatively Fit coaching certification coming up in February, and you've added, I guess, a new thing of your shamanic canvas.
Shamanic painting. Yeah.
A shamanic painting. Wow. So tell us, what is a shamanic painting? I've seen some of yours, and I'm like, holy moly, there's just so much there.
Yeah, they're different. So you guys all have to go because I on the page, I have a video of my most recent shamanic painting, which isn't finished yet. And these paintings don't really ever have to be finished.
Yeah.
So you totally get out of the left brain as far as finished or, you know, composition, like, oh, why would I put that there? It's like you put that there because it's come into your mind that you should put it on the canvas. So a shamanic painting is a very intentional artual, which is art plus ritual.
Right.
Artual that you create to create the sacred creative space, like the rainbow bridge. And you go to the canvas and you do whatever, like light a candle, incense, put on, I have a shamanic painting playlist on Spotify, you know, set some intentions, drum over the canvas, use your singing bowls, whatever it is. But literally you're creating an energetic landscape. Like imagine creating this like orb or bubble around your creative space. And you're saying, I want guidance. I need help. I want clarity. I'm stuck right now in my puny earth brain, in my physical limited me. And I want to open up to what's possible in the infinite me. And so I'm calling this in. And then you start the canvas very similar to what we just talked about. You know, I tend to use more sacred geometry in that layer. Or I'm really conscious of my thoughts and the energy I'm sending into it. And I'm very much intending and with each brush stroke to follow the intuition. You know, something may come to me and it's like, what? Do it, right? Because that's the whole point. And then as the canvas evolves, what you end up painting on it are symbols or images that have been coming to you. Or maybe you do a card reading. You can do an oracle reading, you know, pull out a deck of cards before you painting and read the messages and look at the pictures and When I was painting this last one, I went back to look at a reading I did for me for 2018. And what caught my eye was a woman kind of meditating under a waterfall. And so I painted her in. So I'm like, yes, I want that. And in the end, and you'll see it on the website, in the end, it was, or as it stands now, it's the goddess Nut or Newt, who's right. The sky goddess.
Right.
Like sky goddesses. The sky god. And then the meditative figure to me is me down here on the ground, and she's just being showered in this, you know, golden white light. And then there's a bee, honeybee there because yes. I'm working with this year. And you know, other items and things layered in there and continuing to add. I want to add a diamond because that's another symbol that I'm using this year. But what it's giving to me is, again, another way to look at the infinite being that's currently having the human experience and how I can just be in this state of creative receptivity.
Yeah.
The results of the shamanic painting are one, profound insight and intuition. And I think the difference is it's like you're getting initiated by the painting.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you're being like invited into this next more powerful, more empowered, more sovereign aspect of yourself, which I've been really amazed lately, not amazed, but just a whole new awareness after being on such a deep inner journey now for like 5 years, mm-hmm. that it just keeps going.
Yeah, there's a lot there that we don't know.
Yeah.
So I mean,
personally, I'm just continually like, wow, really still? I mean, of course, you know, I've got at least 4 or 5 more decades on this planet. But it's a necessary, it's like a required aspect of living as a life artist is these continuous upgrades.
Right. Well, do you find, because I saw the one that the shamanic painting that you're talking about with the goddess and you under the waterfall and your bee, and do you find that as you're intuitively just in that present moment and just letting this flow through you, you know, like we talked about the super soul flow, do you find that, oh, after you look at the canvas, you say, oh, that's kind of surprising me. That popped up and I didn't realize I was painting it. Do you have those moments after?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It can be, there can be some very transcendent moments.
Mm.
And usually, again, you know, so like the meditation canvas, when I'm talking about that, 10, 15 minutes, you know, to help you keep your cool with your kids or, you know, to get in a good space to go to the family dinner or, you know, you're wanting to figure something out. And instead of sitting trying to figure it out, you go to the canvas. So there's that version, which is lovely and sacred as well. The shamanic painting is, it's like pulling out of, you know, the amazing gilded box, like the golden paintbrush. And it's like, okay, I'm calling in this level of guidance and energy or spirits. I mean, I have friends that probably if they walked in and watched me in the middle of one of these processes would probably see a whole circle of spirit guides or, you know, aspects of myself, or Chief Joseph is the Nez Perce chief who I live. And my shaman friends walk in here and they're like, Chief Joseph says you're not asking for help, you know, so they place Joseph there. Have this image a lot of times that like, as I come up to the canvas, it's like my soul is right on the other side.
And
where the brush touches the canvas that we're able to communicate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that. I've never thought that. It's hard to explain. You just go into a totally different place or, you know, when you're painting. Okay. So we're almost to the end of the show. I know that you did, a video about how people can find their symbol for 2018. And that's kind of what I'm doing today because, you know, I loved your bee. I wanted the bee so bad. And I thought, don't just take the bee because Whitney has the bee. You know, you have to have a reason for this. And so you said something about, you know, what keeps popping up.
Right.
And I, this fall, I took a chakra dance class that was 9 weeks long. It was an intro, and then we had the seven chakras per week, you know, dancing, and then we'd do with crayons, and then an integration. And then on the solstice, the lady who teaches it had a celebration from all these different classes. And so I got to meet ladies that were not my thing. And at the end of it, I painted, or not painted, it was crayon. I did this. And so it was just the lady with the wings coming out, and I wrote free to be. And so as I was going back through the Rise Above, your book, I noticed in your intro, you have a painting very similar to this. And I was like, oh, it's almost like it's a thing of initiation. And so that's my thing, is with this lady. And these are kind of sort of angel wings. I'll work on those. But the infinity symbol and everything, because that's my, I'm feeling that urge to kind of unroot a little bit and just take off and fly. And like you said, it's kind of going into this dark cave. And so how can people find their symbol, especially if they don't feel like they're artists? How can they tap into what their symbol is for the year? Because it's so powerful.
So most people are familiar with having a word for the year, right?
Yes.
I love words. I write, I read, my house is splattered with books. So I love that. And what I know to be true is that the symbol is like this holographic, multidimensional way of doing the word of the year too, because it will constantly change all year. Like your winged lady will have something different to say to you. The bee will have a different aspect to say to me. The diamond will have a different facet to share with me. And like last year, my symbol was the feather, which I'm not like, I still have feathers in my hair. I think I'll always have feathers in my hair now. But every time I thought of the feather, it just, it was about a lightness of being. And it just, it felt like I was just being showered with this lightness. And I just was able to rise above whatever was going on. It was crazy. So what I have found is that these symbols that want to be a guide or a talisman for you in 2018, they're knocking on your door. They're finding you. They're catching your eye. And again, logically, it's not like in this sacred, you know, holy way. It can just be what's coming across your email, or you see on the shelf at Target, and you've seen on the shelf at Walmart, and then you saw, you know, in a catalog somewhere, right? You just keep seeing something repeatedly and you're attracted to it. Or for example, you may think like, for example, we just had the wolf moon. Okay.
Right.
Maybe that really like, ooh, the wolf, like maybe that just kind of, it had a little zing for you. And then you could say, okay, is the wolf a symbol I'm supposed to work with in 2018? And I promise you in the next 24 to 48 hours, you will either have wolf come up more or not, or something else will come up more.
Right.
So it's almost in the process of receiving your symbol, you also get initiated into this next level of just receptivity and surrender and paying attention to these illogical, intuitive promptings that we're being given in every single moment.
Yes.
My first reaction to the diamond when it came to mind was, no, I don't want to work with the diamond. Like it's so loaded, you know, diamond is a girl's best friend and like materialism and all that. And then of course I got like, okay, well that's why I'm meant to work with it. And then I saw it on this kid's baseball cap at my son's basketball game, just a diamond, you know, black and gold. It was very dramatic. And then I'm in yoga and Esther's describing, you know, breathe in through your mula bund, and it's like a diamond shape. And like, I can't tell you how many times I've breathed through my mula bund and no one's ever described it as a diamond.
The time is shit. Yeah. Well, hey, we only have 2 minutes left, believe it or not. And so, two things. What would be a Scooby bite, you know, a nutshell thing that you would say for people to take off and go into the new year with? And also give us your website one more time.
So what just came to me is my North Star, which is life is the canvas of your soul.
Beautiful.
Canvas of your soul. So I would encourage you to open up to the ways you can let go of trying to control. It's kind of like you are just the paintbrush, right? And your soul is the artist.
Right.
And we're the paintbrush trying to be like, no, we can't do that, you know? And it's like, you can do whatever I tell you to. Just stop trying to be everything, right?
Right.
So there's that. And then my website is whitneyfreya.com. And you can click on the Life Artist badge, and that will take you to the site where you, you know, the online classroom. Of course, all my Facebook pages, just search at Whitney Freya, Instagram, all those things. This whole week will be full of invitations to plug into the Life Artist Masterclass. I will post wherever that the video about how to find your symbol that on Vimeo. So I'll post that below on the Facebook page for you and share that. You definitely want to share your email with me at WhitneyFreya.com because this is how you learn about all these things. And I do. I love to share. And I, a couple times a year, have a free course. And then for me, it's a way to share and teach and help raise the vibration in your life. And then when you want more, if you want more, there's more to have. So it's a win for everybody. Yeah.
Thank you so, so much. This was fabulous today. So thanks for sharing your spirit. Anybody who's watching today, your spirit just vibrates off. You have such wonderful, positive energy. So thank you, Whitney. And I love your little guy there. Well, thanks, everybody. Happy 2018, and we will see you next time. This has been Unstuck Joy with Whitney Freya. I'm Vicki Todd, and we will see you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.